Who am I? Who is God? What do I most want? I am convinced, brothers and sisters, I'm convinced this is emblematic. This is the litmus test of whether you have repented or not. Who is God? God is one who is right when he sentences, and he's blameless when he judges. Who am I? Guilty when I was born, and I was a sinner when I was conceived. Genuine repentance causes the Spirit of God to live within us, and it is that Spirit that yearns for the clean heart. Do you see that? Now, I want you to think about the Church of America today. How many times in churches today do you hear messages that pierce you to the heart? We try to do the opposite because that's unpleasant. You know, if you think repentance is easy, I submit to you, you've never done it. You hear the gospel story, and we say to people, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do once you've heard this story is accept it. I don't know how you volitionally decide you're going to believe something to be true. It's impossible. Yet that's what we're selling. When I look at Scripture, there's no hint of that. Repent. 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 And what'll happen? You will have forgiveness of your sins. Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. No. Here's the process. You hear the story, you're pierced to the heart, you repent, you're forgiven, and then you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. What does that gift bring with it? What comes with this gift? Christianity is how we experience genuine humanity. Are people not clawing and scratching for purpose? Are people not trying to find every other parody to humanity? Everybody is searching for what it means to be genuinely human. And here we are, as Christians, with the key to be genuinely human. What comes with that gift of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. That sounds like equipping to me. That sounds like you're ready. We don't stop at forgiveness. If the Spirit's not dwelling within us, there's no change in our character ever. You see, it is that Spirit that yearns for the clean heart. You've been pierced to the heart. You've genuinely repented. You've answered the question, who am I and who is God, correctly, and it comes crashing in upon your head that you've offended the giver of the moral code, and you owe him an explanation. And he is one who has blot, cleanse, and wash. He is one that has abundant compassion and unfailing love. You are a guilty, rebellious sinner, and he is right when he sentences, and he's blameless when he judges. That's repentance.